It's the final show of the week and an exciting time generally, Lou, because we take even another step closer to what our lives used to be like with the latest set of regulations easing both in New South Wales and Victoria, which is great news.
It is really good news. The whole mask thing is probably the most exciting for a lot of people because it's a day-to-day thing.
Totally. I mean, I still... For example, I haven't been to. I used to go quite regularly to places like Kmart over in Wodonga, or even the newer the Man Central Coles. But I haven't been for ages because I just don't carry a mask around. You know, living in Albury, you just don't really have to. And it was so specific as well. Like in Wodonga, like you could go to smaller shops, but you couldn't go to Coles without a mask.
And yeah,
you go,
I know.
Why? Or even the plaza in Wodonga. I walked through the other day, started to walk in, and then I noticed everybody was wearing a mask. I had to leave. I was like, I don't have a mask.
Well, I can't even tell you the amount of times that I've gotten out of the car going home to Wodonga from Albury and stopped on the way to do a bit of shopping and gone into the shops before I realised that everyone's wearing a mask and I forgot mine.
Yeah.
And I always would leave one in the car, but had to go out and grab the mask, come back in again. It's more annoying than having to grab your shopping bags.
And they're horrible things to have on too.
Like. Yeah.
So
yeah,
combine, you know, the shopping bags and bloody, the shopping bags. Luckily, I'll buy all mine, though, so it's fine.
That's right. You never take shopping bags into the shops.
No.
Or yes.
80% of the time I forget.
But occasionally you remember.
Very occasionally, Lou, I remember and I feel like I'm saving the planet.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is good news. You've still got to have your mask on you though, Lou. Did you know that? They still want you to have your mask in your pocket.
Why?
Well, if you can't socially distance or if you need to go on public transport or something. But if you can't socially distance here is the most relevant thing.
I don't always have pockets.
Well, you've got to call Dan at home.
Well, he is at home at the moment.
I know. We haven't talked about that much actually, but he's still very much
convalescing.
Yeah, man, that was an epic fall. He hurt himself big time. Anyway, so great news, north and south side of the border. Let's kick off our catch-up podcast with this. It's the season opener weekend in the O&M. After a year off, of course, last year, but don't for one second think this is round one. Oh, no, that's next weekend. That's right. We're playing two games.
Yep. It's a season opener, but it's not round
that's
one.
That's right. Before Get the it right. first round. Does that make any sense? No, but who cares? The footy's back anyway. To talk about it is the great man, Morris medalist in the O&M, as I medalist in the Hume League, the one, the only, Big Matty Sider. Matty, good morning.
Morning, Matt. Morning, Lou. How are you guys?
Yeah, really good. So it is exciting to have footy back after a year off, isn't it?
Oh, footy and netball back this weekend, winter sport back. It's exciting. It gives us something to do. There should be big crowds. It'll be great.
Yeah, and good numbers both in Victoria and New South Wales now as well, so that the cap's been lifted in Vic. Why do they do the two games before round one? I can never understand that.
Look, and I think you spoke about it yesterday with Sarah, but I don't know either. Like, it's not even round one. It's a season opener. But, look, it should be good crowds at both games.
So warm-up matches.
A bit of a warm-up. More weekends of footy, so I'll say
true. That's true. Yeah. So, Albury Yarra.
Yep.
Now, will Albury be back to their best, do you think?
Oh, look, it's a little unknown because I think it's a changing of the guard for Albury. But you look at who they've picked up. They've got the new coach Miles, who's played AFL. They've got Jeffy Garlett, who's won two goal kicking in two different clubs. I still think they'll be top three, top two, even finish on top. And Yarrawonga, look, I think they've got a strong list as well. They've last decade's been strong. They've got a change in the guard as well. I think for the next decade, it's all new. Like all the Albury and Yarra of the last 10 years, it's all changed.
So it's exciting.
It's exciting. You couldn't pick a top four or five this year. It's a top seven or eight.
All right. So who do you tip in with Albury Yarra?
Albury.
And who do you tip with last time? I was going to say last year's, but 2019's Premier Lavington against the Wang Rovers.
Well, I'll pick Lavvy just because I know more about Lavvy because they're here. Rovers are a bit of unknown because they've got VFL listed players here and there. They've got, you don't know what they're doing down there. So I'll be picking Lavi, but an upset could be on the cards as well. So I think Aiden Johnson will kick five.
Nice.
The actual beginning of the round is the Easter weekend. Do you think there'll be good crowds over Easter?
Oh, it should be massive crowds over Easter. I think you've got Cora and Wodonga on Saturday night in Cora. I think that will be a really, really big match for both sides. They're trying to be the best of the rest, and in Cora over Easter, there should be bumper numbers with restrictions gone. So,
That's a ripper.
Yeah, it's a ripper.
All right, and finally, just very quickly, Talanga the league starts. You guys in the Hume League don't start till after Easter, but the great man, Benny Hollins, your former teammate at Wodonga, he's back playing in the Talanga the league.
Yeah, he's playing under Tyson Smith at Talanga. There's been a few Wodonga blokes out there. Coming back at 43. Oh, look, good on him. Like, well done, what a legend. It's
Absolutely, and good luck to all the Talangata players and, of course, the two big games in the O&M. It's great to have footy back.
It's fantastic to have footy back. It'll be a great weekend.
Matty Sider, we look forward to a season of finding out what's going on in the footy in the O&M with you. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, Matt and Lou. Enjoy the weekend.
Restrictions are easing in New South Wales and Victoria, with caps raised on weddings and group gatherings in Victoria, while in New South Wales, there's going to be no cap on weddings and no dancing restrictions, amongst other things. One man whose livelihood depends on weddings, parties, and indeed anything that involves a group and people having fun is legendary border entertainer Steve Bowen, and he joins us. Steve-O, good morning.
Woohoo! Oh, man, what great news. I can't believe it.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it? So just talk us through what the last 12 months has been basically like for you, Steve.
Well, look, dance is part of a ritual that we use, not only just in Australia, but right across the world. Anything that's special or important, that's that, you know, that ability to jump up and celebrate and enjoy. And it's really been... there's been a lot of expensive dinners basically happened the last 12 months rather than actually in finishing it off with some amazing dancing, amazing celebration. And, you know, not everyone necessarily dances, but just to feel that music and the vibe and to entertain and to, you know, to be amongst people is just something that I've missed big time. And I've got a wedding today, guys. I've actually got a wedding today.
Oh, awesome.
30 people on the dance floor, and then I've got a dead ball tomorrow where we're going to have no one on the dance floor, but Monday everyone can dance.
Yeah, it kind of sucks too. We were talking about this off air, Lou and myself, that when it was announced, it should just come into force straight away because those poor people that have got weddings
this weekend.
Yeah, exactly, from today and this weekend, knowing that on Monday it all changes.
Well, at least at a wedding, you've still got 30 to dance. So that's
true.
And it can rotate. But yet the dead ball I've got tomorrow night, only the Debs and their partners can dance, and then that's it. And that's it. No parent dance, no one else to celebrate after. But Monday, everyone can dance.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, it's like, please, just announce it now and do that, because that doesn't restrict anyone. You know, it's like, okay, very soon you'll
that's
be
right.
All
yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
In a matter of hours, but not just yet.
Yeah, look, I'm going to give you a Christmas present. Here it is, but you can't have it till next week.
Don't open it yet.
Also, no masks in Victoria as well for indoor settings other than public transport and stuff like that. So no more masks at supermarkets and anything in Wodonga. But what has it been like over this past 12 months? For you especially, your livelihood depends on group gatherings of people having fun. Is it slowly now starting to get better for you?
Well, it's been tough. I will admit it's been tough over the last 12 months for anyone in the entertainment industry. And for being a full-time entertainer, you know, I've had a couple of MCing jobs where you can MC some things where people are just there. But when you also team that up with the entertainment aspect of it, it's really been a tough gig. And what people probably don't understand yet is no one does a really big function tomorrow or next weekend. And most of my weddings that were going to happen, you know, this weekend, next weekend, and the next coming weeks from Christmas decided that, oh no, COVID's still here. We better go and postpone it till later in the year. So there's still quite a fair bit of momentum that's been lost that we'll need to get things happening. So sure, we'll get smaller functions, but the bigger functions won't come back straight away.
Yeah, fair enough. Look,
it's all good, but it's all good. We're going in the right direction.
Yes.
I can't believe they stopped dancing.
I know.
Really, you know,
I
that would have spread people out more and made it, you know, a lot safer.
That's so true, Steve.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
True.
But you've kept on going and you'll be back bigger and better than ever. Steve, we appreciate you chatting to us, and we know this year's going to be an awesome year for you and everyone else that's had a tough year last year. So thanks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much. A big weekend this weekend, so I'm looking forward to it.
Blue and Matt, we're live and local for the Telstra stores on the Borders, 105.7 Triple M. It's 20 to 9. The Food Dude premieres tonight on 7, mate, starring a radio colleague of ours, Allo Baker, who's going to showcase amazing regional Australian food and have fun with challenges and like along the way. We caught up with Allo and he kicks off by talking about his focus on regional Australia, finally.
Who wants to go to the cities all the time? We want to go to the country areas, and that's what the Food Dude is all about. It's, you forget those big, you know, downtown spots. I'm talking about places, you know, I'm talking about little bakeries in El Dorado, Victoria, yes, that no one's ever heard of. And you go in there and you have one of the best pies of your life.
Yeah, that's those little gems. And they're the road trip staples, aren't they? Because, you know, we're certainly being encouraged to explore our own backyard. So this is a great opportunity for people to find out where all those little gems are if they are going to road trip.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's the whole point. And a lot of these places, to be honest, I came across by accident myself and just cruising along. I was like, oh, that place looks cool, and just rock up and show up and then be like, oh, hey, guys, can I try your food? Do you mind if I put you on my show? Like, that's how a lot of these places came to be. Like, just down the road at the Talangata Bakery, I had no idea how amazing it was until I got there, and I was like, holy heck, these guys have a chicken carbonara pie.
That's so cool. And you're also, now your hometown in Corryong gets a mention as well, Beechworth and Wangaratta. What did you get in Corryong?
Corryong is the stock standard. Anyone from Corryong will understand the Mexi burger at, it's called Macca's Cafe now on the corner. It used to be Pioneer Corner. It went to Tallulah's. It's been to a few names, but they've kept the traditional Mexi burger because that's what the locals love. So I was like, I've got to showcase the burger that started my love of burgers on the show, right?
Absolutely. Now, is there anything that you tried that you weren't overly keen on?
I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing. Look, to be honest, I'm pretty open in the show. I'm pretty open. Like, I know what I like, but I'm also pretty open to try new things. There was a few things that I wasn't sure about. Like, I went to a pie shop in Rutherglen that does some really unusual flavors. Like, we're talking like,
yes,
you know, emu and
Parker pies,
and crocodile.
Yeah, that's the one. And I got to say, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel about some of those pies, but every single pie just blew me away. I was like, who would have thought I'd love a buffalo pie as much as I did? But I did.
Yeah, yeah. There's some, I've seen some footage of you trying to eat a gigantic chop. I mean, this thing was as large as your own body, essentially.
It was almost 3 kilos of what they call a tomahawk steak, which is the ribeye on the bone.
Yeah.
Monstrous thing. And I got to say, it was one of the best steaks I think I've ever had in my life. A lot of pain trying to eat it. I did a couple of big, like, you know, 2 kilo chicken parmies and things like that. The chips are the killers with those meals. They are the killers.
Can't you just order it with salad?
A lot of them come with chips and salad, unfortunately. Right. You've got to do both.
That's right. It's the old thing they used to do at Sizzler with the fried bread, with the cheese bread. They
fill you up on the cheesy bread.
Oh, yep, yep.
So good.
All right, Allo. It's on 7, mate.
7, mate. It's also on 7 Flicks over the weekend as well. But if you miss it, like, it's super easy in 2020, just download the 7 Plus app, right?
Perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Few places on the border showcasing, like in that region, we got Beechworth, we got Talangata, we got Corryong, and there's a few other sort of hidden gems that I've thrown in the mix there as well that you got to watch the show to see. But representing that region of the world, my hometown, strong.
Yeah, absolutely. There he is, Allo Baker, the Food Dude. Catch it tonight on 7, mate. It's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M. Lou and Matt, we're live and local weekday mornings on the Borders, 105.7 Triple M. And speaking of local, Lou, I've got a local award to give away. Wait, have we got the little award fanfare? No, I might have to do a drum roll instead, Lou.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Let's do a drum roll
instead. Oh no, here we go. I've got my little sound effect here. Well, what's this? This is more formal. Come on, play it there. Yeah, yes, Lou, yes. The award.
Oh, I feel like I'm getting an award.
The award for the cleanest and best presented public toilet on the border.
Oh, hello.
Without fail.
This is a big award.
Yes, Lou. Goes to the public toilet on the eastern side of Sumption Gardens. Congratulations. Well done. I've been to a lot of public toilets because I've got a weak bladder, Lou.
And you drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water. I went to the public toilet yesterday at Sumption Gardens. It has polished chrome fittings. That's
what?
Right. Polished chrome fittings. Were they disgusting and covered with various different types of human stuff?
Excrement? No.
They were still polished and gleaming and beautiful.
Oh, isn't that nice? Go Wodonga Council.
Go Wodonga Council. Go the people that use it. Well done for not spreading
yes,
your...
Yes, it's so true. It's about the people that use it, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Luke. No, and I'll tell you what, I've been to some bad ones. If there's an award given out for worst public toilet, I've got a few things I could say about various ones.
I've got a public toilet phobia. Have I never told you that?
Oh, no. Well, you should go. This will
allay
fix your
phobia. Will it?
Yeah, we'll go down together.
I would almost rather pee my pants and go to a public toilet.
Tell you, the fittings in this, magnificent. Is Queen and David Bowie, it's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M. Don't say I never listen to what people say, Lou, because on Monday we got into a disagreement about new versus second hand, and we threw it open to the border, Lou, and it came back convincingly that second hand is the way to go. Now, I always buy new. So it was a shock to me, but I've decided to jump headlong into this, Lou. I'm diving into the deep end by going to the Jindera Swap Meet.
Proud. I'm so proud.
On Sunday. It's going to be big too. 100-plus stalls, a show and shine. Alana is from Jindera. She's a friend of the show. Morning, Alana.
Good morning.
All right, talk me through what I will expect at the Jindera Swap Meet on Sunday morning.
Oh, you'll find lots of bits and bobs, lots of junk, lots of new stuff, lots of old stuff, coffee.
Yeah, Lou loves junk, don't you, Lou?
I do. I love a good trash and treasure.
It's always fun.
So, Elena, is it all car-related stuff or is there other stuff there too?
There's other stuff as far as I'm aware. Like, I've been a couple of times. There's a bit of things here and there.
Yeah, brick and brack.
Brick-a-brack.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's that stuff then?
Trash and treasure. Trash and
treasure.
You always hear about
stories. Unique stuff.
Yeah, you always hear about stories of people picking up cool stuff. It'd be interesting to see if that happens.
It's a bit like
some pretty cool stuff there.
Potentially, I'm just putting it out there, like a Jindera Antiques Roadshow.
Ooh.
Is that fair to say?
I suppose you could say that.
You might pick up something that's really valuable. Who knows?
Yeah.
Exactly. Who knows? As long as you know your stuff, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably not. All right. I'm looking forward to it, Lou. And if I do find something that's worth $1 squillion, that'll be awesome. I won't give that to you, but I'll give you something else.
Yeah, that's really nice.
All right,
thanks,
Alana. Thank you. See you down there at the Jindera Swap Meet. I'm looking forward to it, sort of.
Excellent. Sounds good.
All right,
whereabouts is it at, on Alana?
It's just at where the Jindera Football Club is at the rec ground.
There you go.
Fantastic.
You can't miss it.
The rec reserve, yeah.
And if you don't find anything, you can just look at the awesome cars. Now that I will be interested in, the show and
the
shine.
The show and shine.
I should enter my car. Thank you, Alana. It's Lou and Matt. The Jindera Swap Meet is on Sunday. It's Triple M.